How's it going, guys? This is Holly and Jimmy from Holly and Hideout, and today I am doing a solo podcast, and I'm going to be talking about Monster Hunter Rise, and I'm going to give you my thoughts and opinions, and warning spoilers if I dive off into anything really too story wise, in case you haven't played it and you're waiting to for it to go on sale or something like that, or you know you're listening to this if you need to get this for your kids or something. So. Without further ado, let's jump into this. So, say much on the story is it's all about rampages, and you gotta figure out what's causing the rampages. Alright, it's pretty simple, pretty not simple. Rampages are kind of like a tower defense thing, where you go into this place and you gotta defend the gates to Kimura, which is the native land, and Rise. It's all very Japanese aesthetics, which is very pleasing to look at. So, you have to go defend waves of monsters and wyverns and stuff like that. So, I'm not really a big tower defense guy, so I just always let my friends just set up the defenses, and I just go out there with my weapon and try not to die. Next up is gameplay. So, it's not really much I could say on this one. They changed up some of the weapons, because now it's all about wire bugs. So each weapon has a wire bug set. Like Bo has this thing called Arrow Aim, where you put yourself in the air and you get off three shots, and you press the X button coming down to do a melee attack. Charge Blade is still the same from how it was in World if you played World. Longsword is a little bit different because it's all about counters, and I never really learned how to counter right. A lot of people know how to use this wire bug, so if you can figure out how to use that wire bug correctly, then you are learning the game. So if you pick a weapon, you stuck with that weapon, you learn that weapon, and you learn your wire bugs and your charge skill attack, then you pretty much learn the game. Pretty simple. Mounting is totally different in this game. As in, you just can't get lucky if you get up and hit up in the air and you come down and you attack. Now you have to do some kind of a charge bug skill, where you pull yourself up and you gotta aim for the head and do a decent amount of damage, and it'll put them into ride mode. And from there you just ride them. You can either launch them into the wall, you can launch them into other monsters. You can attack with the monster, you can do a mount punish. It's very different from how it was in World, and I know some of the people I play with like it, and some people I played with didn't like it. So for me, it's latter between. I don't really care for it, but if you know, I'll do it if it makes it easier and stuff. But the mounting, that's how it goes. Hunter rank. Let's talk about hunter rank. Your hunter rank in this one, you level up way quicker than you did in World to me. Like, World, I had a hard time playing until Iceborne came out. After Iceborne came out, that's when I really got into it. There's really no in-game for Rise yet, which is kind of a big bummer. So once you hit, like, Hunter Rank 100, you get the last one, the last quest, I believe, which is Valtrex, the Rocket Power Elder Dragon. And he hurts. He hurts a lot. But you get some of the best armor and weapons from him. Once you learn how to dodge his attacks and dodge this and dodge that, he becomes pretty easy. Or be like me and a bow, just sit in the back and snipe him. Your hunter rank, it goes from you do so many quests, you level up, so many quests, you level up, so many quests, you level up, rampage, urgent, level up, so many quests. Once you hit 7, everything becomes unlocked, and from there it's steady up to 20. Once you do 20, you get an urgent quest to hunt something called Camellios. And after that, it's 50, and 50 is the end game stuff. And after that, you gotta push your way to 100, which is Valtrex. So, yeah, I'm like 96. I've been trying to get to 100, but I'm kind of just like, I'm bored, you know. I stream Monster Hunter, and I do have viewers that come and play with me. Like, as soon as I load up the game and I go live, they're like, hey, what's the lobby code? What's the password? We're coming in. It's nice. You know, it's one of those games that's nice to have people to play with. I do recommend you play with this with somebody, because it makes life easier hunting. Now, making your weapons. So you got to go out and, you know, if you ever played a Monster Hunter game, you're going to go annihilate one race, bring it to an extension, just extension. You're going to wipe it out just to make one armor set or one weapon. Like, I hunted Narga-Kuga for a long time. I hunted Mitsumune for a long time to get that armor, to get the bow. I hunted Camellios. I hunted another dragon called Narwa. Valtrax a couple of times because I got pulled into it. So, yeah, you're pretty much going to sit there. You're going to be hunting because, you know, it's like so many chances that you get to get what you want. It's like a 3% chance from a head break to get the ore, 1% from the tail. It's like 2% from the tail, 1% from a drop. So if you don't do that, you're going to have to go back and you got to hunt the monster constantly and constantly and constantly. So it could be tiring and drainsome. But if you got people that go in with you that make it fun, it's worth it. It's worth the time, man. Trust me, it is so worth the time. Because I've got my bow in-game build going on. I'm trying to make my charge blade. So, it's all fun. And last but not least, let's talk about the system where you get your health. So, you know, in any other game, you eat. That's how you get your health. Not in this one. I got something called Petalaces. And essentially, these Petalaces raises your health, raises your attack, raises your stamina, defense. Throughout each map, there are these little spirit birds. They all are different colors. Green for health, yellow or gold for stamina, red for attack, and orange for defense. You find these, and this is how you increase your health on your health bar, and how you get your stamina, and how you get more attack power and defense to you. You eat what they call Dongo, and Dongo pretty much is how you activate random skills. So for me, I always go Moxie because that means if I get one shot, I can survive one hit. Fighter, so that means I have a better chance of surviving and I can do damage. And Marksman because I'm usually with a bow. If I'm not using a bow, I change up to like high res on health recovery or stuff like that because I get targeted a lot. It's sad, but it's how it is. So you have like H Dongo has like a certain percentage to activate. So when you get done eating, you'll see if it activates or not. But all in all, that's how the Dongo system works. And like I said, you have to do the spirit birds in order to get your health up, to get your defense up, your stamina, your attack. And they're spread throughout the map. So at the beginning of each match quest, you go out there and just find them. That's it. I mean, we recently, somebody donated $20 to me to do a no armor run on an Almudrid. So I just ran around and I found all my birds and I was able to get it done, which took a minute. Because you need to get one shot it. Because this is a high rank quest star 7. So it's all pretty much easy peasy if you do that. And that's going to be it for this podcast. Stay in tune because there will be another one coming out today where me and my co-host Enderblades, we're going to be talking about Under Oath and new music. Like, I'm a big metalhead, and I'm excited because Ice Nine Kills is about to drop an album. Luna Shore is about to drop an album. And the world of music is getting good. There's a lot of new music coming out. So, hope y'all tune in and enjoy that one. Y'all be good.